Yeah.
And you have to understand that there are people your age, Jerri-Ann, that do like old men, you know? So it's not that shocking then when you come up and say, hey, will you come with me across the bar to my table and let me wear a cowboy hat and get a picture with you? And then you're shocked when he stays around thinking that maybe there's something more coming.
I was fine with him staying around. Just the whole thinking something else was that I felt bad about that.
Did you?
Yeah.
But you couldn't have seen that coming?
And, no, I didn't.
539-9750 or 238-0975.
Yeah, I think it's pretty apparent that subconsciously she really had a thing for him. Otherwise, she wouldn't have invited him over.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
It's just, it's pretty obvious that that she likes him a lot.
Don't you think, yeah, at least you're like, okay, that guy over there with the cowboy hat on, I see him, he's the one I see that hasn't been taken by somebody else. Wouldn't you have taken a chance to look around to see if maybe there was an attractive dude that you might have actually been legitimately interested in?
I did look around.
Worst case scenario is you take your friend with you to take the picture there.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't really even think about that. And plus, I thought she was going to get the picture with the guy that was sitting behind us.
What time was this at? What time of night on Saturday?
Oh, gosh.
You know.
10 or 11.
So what, it wasn't even midnight yet. Were you that drunk? Were you drunk?
No.
Was he?
I don't think he was.
Huh.
You couldn't smell it on his breath after you guys made out?
Nicely done, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
See ya. Bye. Stakes in the Morning, what do you think about Jerri-Ann's treatment of that dirty old man?
Well, what I was thinking was, I used to date this guy that wore a cowboy hat, and there is some old, I don't know what it is, but it's some saying that if you wear a guy's cowboy hat, it means you're going to sleep with him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And a lot of cowboys would know that. If they had a hat on and they let you wear it, they would say, oh, she is saying, yeah, and also it's them saying, yeah, I'll sleep with you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
So she's a worse tease than we even imagined.
Yeah, and also there's a little bit of flirting going on just in saying that you had to ask him to wear his hat.
Yeah.
I think that's the point of the whole picture was you had to flirt with him enough to get him to let you to wear his hat.
And to get him across the bar. You could have just had it taken right there. Like, can you come with me all the way across the bar so we can have fun at your expense and... You know?
Yeah, and then let me wear your hat so everyone knows that...
We're going to sleep together.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm sorry that you didn't know that, but...
Yeah. Well, now you know.
Yeah,
see? Now you know.
And we've helped out a whole base of listeners now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask any dudes to wear their hats from now on. That's
I think
for sure.
You should.